I'm deeply insulted. And the Torah says in chapter 19, verse 18 of Leviticus, do not bear a grudge, just forgive. But I can't. How do I move away from these feelings of pain, insult, shame, and injury? Good morning. I want to share with you four tools in dealing with these kinds of feelings. Point number one, who is rich, the Torah tells us? He was happy with their lot. When you feel that you are uniquely chosen for your divine mission and God is with you, it's a lot easier to shake off unhelpful remarks that other people send into your direction. Realize how special you are, and those remarks won't matter so much to you. Point number two, whatever happens to you is really by divine providence. No human being can hurt you or help you. Those words are actually coming, as King David said, God told this person to curse me. They weren't chosen by that person. Those words were chosen by God, and therefore must be for your benefit, because everything that God does is good. Point number three, your life is compromised when you feel vengeance. It's not that you're helping yourself by wanting to get back and hurt this other person. You're actually hurting yourself. Forgiveness is far more valuable to you than vengeance. And point number four, no one's perfect. This person is carrying a lot of garbage and frustration, and that's why they said words that weren't helpful to you. And you know yourself that you're not perfect either. So just realize that whatever they sent in your direction is not necessarily emblematic of who they are. And it could be that they're suffering, and that's why they said those unpleasant words to you. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to the neshama of Maras Leah Basar Meshi Yaakov, whose anniversary of passing is today. May her neshama have an aliyah. May she be good to better on behalf of her family for all good. Also, like to dedicate this to Reb Nuriel Cohen and Reb David Kasher in honor of their birthdays today. You have a year of bracha, v'yatzlacha, b'gashmius uvruchnius. Have a wonderful day.